Golden Valley President and CEO Cory Borgeson says EcoGreen's unsolicited proposal took him by surprise when it popped up in his email inbox week before last.
We got an email that I maybe thought was spam from a company I'd never heard of.
But Borgeson says utility officials confirm the company's for real and meets federal requirements to propose such a project and to request how much Golden Valley would pay for the 55 megawatts that EcoGreen proposes to generate with what it calls a hybrid wind and propane powered system. Borgeson says the utilities hired a consultant to study the proposal and help come up with a power purchase price.
If we give them a price that they believe is acceptable and will work for them, then they believe they can have this within 8 to 10 months.
The proposal includes building a 25 megawatt wind farm and 4.4 megawatt electricity storing battery in Delta Junction, along with 11 5 megawatt propane powered backup generators around Fairbanks and North Pole.
Like at Treadmire West and Safeway West at the hospital and at Costco.
EcoGreen also is separately proposing to place 9 more of the propane fire generators on the area's 3 military installations. Bill Rhodes is a partner in the venture. He says all those locations were chosen to take advantage of the heat that's created as a byproduct of the backup generator's operation. He says the company will offer that to commercial customers to help heat their nearby buildings.
This is a solution to provide affordable, renewable clean power and significantly reduce the PM2.5 count over time. This will make a huge impact on the air pollution in Fairbanks.
Rhodes says EcoGreen will use railroad tank cars to transport the propane to Fairbanks from Western Canada by barge and rail and to store it until it's used. He and his partner Mike Kraft, a Fairbanks-based wind power developer, say the project will prove that wind energy can reduce dependence on generating electricity with fossil fuels, and Kraft says it'll also boost the economy.
We were looking at a stronger economy for Fairbanks. We were looking at a cleaner environment. We all have kids and grandkids that are living here. We want to be able to keep them here.
Kraft is a partner in another wind energy venture, Alaska Environmental Power's 2-megawatt wind farm in Delta Junction that sells power to Golden Valley. He says the expertise and wind data the company's gained since the facility began operating in 2008, along with the studies it's compiled on the economics of using wind power and its technical requirements, will all benefit the EcoGreen plan.
We've got 10 years of operational experience working with the wind at Delta Junction. We know exactly what the wind regime is. We know exactly what turbines we need to put there.
Kraft says he's also learned from previous unsuccessful efforts to expand the wind farm in Delta and sell more power to Golden Valley. His most recent expansion proposal is on hold after an Anchorage Superior Court judge last month ruled against him and in favor of Golden Valley. The utility argued the proposal would cost GVEA too much money to keep the flow of electricity steady when the wind died down and power generation slacked off. Kraft says the EcoGreen proposal would solve that problem.
Went to Golden Valley and they kind of defined exactly what they wanted to see, which was some type of a hybrid system. That's kind of where we got the idea of using wind as our primary resource and backing it up with propane and also a scalable battery.
Kraft says he and his partners will privately fund the project, and he declined to disclose its estimated cost. Borgeson says the Golden Valley Board of Directors hasn't yet met to consider the EcoGreen proposal, but they likely will by the end of February, when the utility is required to file a tariff with state regulators that'll spell out the price Golden Valley would pay for the hybrid-generated electricity. In Delta, I'm Tim Ellis.